Today, as we celebrate the feast of Christ, the King of the universe, I'm reminded of some recent current events. Another monarch who has died and was in the news, Queen Elizabeth, reigning over 70 years in England, and her death this year brought about a lot of news coverage, about 2 weeks straight of everybody watching the funeral and everything that happened around it, and millions of people coming by to pay their respects to this woman. And I was watching some things on the internet around that time, and there's a TV series called The Crown going on about the life of the Queen, and one of the clips that popped up on some news source was from that show. And it showed when she became queen in a dramatized version, of course, but it's this letter being dictated by her grandmother as they're all in mourning over the death of her father, the king. And she says, "You have to mourn two people now. Yes, you have to mourn the death of your father, the king, but you also have to mourn the death of yourself, because you are no longer Elizabeth Windsor. You are Elizabeth Regina, the queen. And you have to live into that identity, not for your own sake, but for the sake of others. You must put aside who you want to be and be who they need you to be." And it's a very stirring, emotional scene, and you could tell at her death how many people really respected and loved her for what she did. Millions of people coming out to pay their respects for her leadership and steadfastness over 70 years of ruling, not governing, but ruling the country of Great Britain and the United Kingdom. And as we think about Christ being the king, today we get a reading that doesn't seem very kingly. Jesus on the cross, being reviled by soldiers, being ridiculed by other criminals. And the soldiers are calling out to him saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." But that's not who Christ is. That's not what a king or queen or other monarch does. They have to die to their own wants and desires and live for the people. Christ did not come into this world to gain dominion and power, to be a capricious ruler, dictating our lives and telling us what to do just for his own amusement. If he had, he would never have undergone the cross. There's nothing amusing about it. There's nothing honorable or powerful in that, except in that he conquered death for us. He ignores. Jesus doesn't even respond in our gospel reading to that assertion from the soldiers and the other criminal. "If you're the king, save yourself. Are you not the Christ? Save yourself." Jesus has no response for that, because that's not who he is, and that is not why he's here. We have a king who is laying down his life in love for us. It is when that other criminal sees him and responds, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom," that Jesus speaks. "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Not for his own sake does he speak, but for the sake of that criminal, giving him pardon and offering him new life. Christ rules to save us, out of love for his people, out of a desire of something better for us, not for his own capriciousness or entertainment or power, but because he wants what is best for us. And as we saw with Queen Elizabeth's death, the millions of people who come to pay respect to her, how much more should we come in honor of our king? Not some earthly kingdom, but the king of the universe, who would lay down his life not in some rule even as long as Queen Elizabeth's of 70 years, but lay down his life in dying for his people, to save us all and bring us to the true heavenly kingdom. And yet, I dare to say, we pay not nearly enough respect to him. We often talk about God, even if we don't think of him that way, as some floating being in the sky watching us run around like ants and telling us what to do, these mean commandments that just make our lives miserable. But how can you not see the cross and see how much he loves us? That he would do that not for his own sake, but for ours. Christ died so that we might have life and have it to the full. And how often do we take that for granted? On the solemnity of Christ the King, at the end of a liturgical year, we remind ourselves of the destiny of us all if we are willing to follow in his love. We are called to his kingdom, to submit to his rule, to put everything we have, all of our time, our material, our love, under his command, so that it might be used for something greater, greater than our own fickleness and wants, but in a plan that we couldn't even fathom, a plan to save not himself, but us, to save the world and draw us to his true kingdom, which he today says is paradise, where we long to be. And how often we rebel, not trusting God to govern us, not allowing him to guide our life, but thinking that we know best. How could we know better than the one who created us, who was the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent? The one who wanted to reconcile all things to himself, making peace by the blood of his cross. How could we know better? How could we imagine the cross and say, that's going to be good for me? And yet through it, Christ descended into death and conquered it, showing that he is more powerful than death itself and offering that deliverance to us through his sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, we should have the love and filial devotion of the people of Great Britain and beyond for a ruler who is far greater than one on this earth, for one who came to us in our need, who sacrificed everything not to gain an ounce for himself, but dying so that we might live. If we are to serve anything in this life, how could we serve anything less than that great love, than someone who would give all for us? Let us put aside our little rebellions of sin. Let us put aside our own desire to be great and glorify ourselves in pride. Let us come humbly before the one who has already given us all and put our lives in dedication and service of him. If we can die to ourselves as he did and live for something greater, then we will truly be at peace. Then we will know paradise, for we will live in the love that we were always meant to know from the beginning, the love that we rejected once and is offered to us again. May we come and bow down before our Lord and King and serve him in all that we do, for he has served us so well.